following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
Through 12 blizzards blowing,
10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 angry geese,
and a giant blow-up snowman that kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority is you.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power today and save at least 3 cents per gallon with the Fuel Rewards Network program. Sign up at Fuel Rewards.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter in an unfamiliar place on Wednesday.
We're not home very often. We're usually hitting the road.
Man, what a great fall we had.
It was.
And I guess because of the football season.
It was very entertaining. Yeah. There was always something to talk about. We still have stuff to talk about. And obviously, Sean will be here to help us out with that as well.
We fill them 3/4 of the way, and then we reseal them, kind of like ketchup bottles. We're going to be talking with the Loper softball program. Head coach Holly Carnes is going to be and is in studio with us. One of their fundraisers coming up this weekend. But they also go through fall ball. And since Damon works his way in here, you know, about once a week, Damon Day, we'll talk a little softball instead of just baseball. Also, coming up, Sean Callahan of Husker Online. We're going to hear from Sean Eichhorst, and I'll get to that in a second, and also our high school basketball preview, John Kyle from Hastings St. Cecilia. Can the state champion volleyball team and the rest of the athletes turn it into a state championship basketball team? The girls' rankings did come out today from both the Omaha and Lincoln papers. A lot of the same teams, but where they're ranked is kind of different. A lot of the number ones are the same, but St. Cecilia is 2-6. Kearney Catholic is 4-9. We'll get to all that a little bit later on as well. But, Randy, the story in the state is Sean Eichhorst, every month, just like Bo Pelini, Tim Miles, has the regular appearance on the Husker Sports Nightly talk show, which airs on 1230 KHAS every night at 6. And it was Sean Eichhorst's turn. He comes on at this time every month because there's basketball tonight. They haven't had it last night. And, you know, you can't, if you're coming on, you can't avoid the issue and say, hey, we're not going to talk about Bud.
Yeah, that's the elephant in the room. That's the elephant in the room.
And so they did, and he reiterated some of his comments. And my take, after reading some of the transcript and then listening to it again this morning, I don't think Bo was ever in any kind of hot water job status-wise from this administration, from the athletic director's department. I state Harvey Perlman and Bo don't like each other. Let's just get that out of the way. Okay? So you got to – they don't even really have to work with each other.
No. He doesn't answer to Harvey Perlman. Now, Harvey Perlman runs the ship. No question about it. He works with the guy that works with the guy. You know, right? Bo Pelini works for the guy that works for the guy. That's his relationship with Harvey Perlman. So there isn't that direct connection there. I didn't think that Eichhorst's written statement on Saturday, to me it was pretty obvious why he doesn't work for the Hallmark credit, you know, the Hallmark greeting card company, because it wasn't warm, it wasn't fuzzy, it was open for interpretation, but I don't think there was any room for interpretation with what Eichhorst said last night, because he did say, and I agree with you, I don't think Pelini was in any danger, was in any trouble whatsoever. Kind of surprised Eichhorst didn't come out and say that while the speculation was going on last week, the week before, but he didn't. And in any event, I'm with you. I don't think Pelini was in any danger whatsoever throughout the course of things, and I think he got about as warm of a ringing endorsement as you're ever going to get from Sean Eichhorst.
Here is the one soundbite that I do want to play at the top of the show. We'll take your emails, we'll take your Facebook posts, we'll take your tweets here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then when Sean Callahan comes on in the second half of the program, we'll be talking about this. But this was the one part of the discussion last night that I thought was most telling.
Seemed to me that, again, the great deal of things being, you know, written and said, that in my view exceeded, you know, the normal week-to-week analysis, depending on the outcome of our games, just seemed to be getting way too personal, and quite frankly, it was just untrue. I know we all look at these things very closely and are very passionate about it, but when you take a deep breath, you know, things didn't work out down the stretch the way any one of us wanted or expected. But that wasn't due, in my view, due to a lack of preparation, effort, passion, or support.
All right, there you go. Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst. Your thoughts, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, the Twitter address, @ESPN1460 1550, and you can always Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. So we're going to dive into that more in the second half of the show, but every Wednesday we've got our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You offer the reasons, they offer the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. I'm already looking forward to Sunday because I know breakfast.
It's a tradition.
Breakfast is served. Holly Carnes, softball, what's up?
12 years we've been doing this, fellas.
Wow.
12 years.
I remember when you first started this.
Yeah.
That was 12 years. Oh, my God.
12 years.
I'm old.
I know. Gone in
I didn't say it.
I know.
I didn't even have
and
to
And it's
say
a rarity.
It.
It's a rarity that you don't bring it up. It's a rarity that you don't bring it up.
We know you're old.
Gone in a blink of an eye.
The softball team, its annual pancake feed. Let's get the details out here. It's Sunday at the American Legion Hall. Starts at 8 a.m. It's wrapped up by 1 o'clock. Tickets are only $5, or you can have a free will offering. There's some items there for a silent auction. Holly, is anything different this year, or for the folks that have not, you know, hey, AD
right.
Paul Plinsky, he's never been to it.
Right.
Tell him what
right.
to expect.
Well, we have a lot of local businesses that also donate items to this fundraiser. So Russell's, Nelson's Furniture, I mean, we're hitting up everybody that we can think of to get some things on this auction to make some money for travel, scholarships, equipment, stuff like that. So, and it's a full breakfast. You sit down, the girls serve you. It's amazing. And it's nice to see our supporters as well. So just get our kids out in the community a little bit more.
It's a great opportunity to kind of rub elbows with the girls.
Oh,
and really
yeah.
get to know the team. That's one of the really nice things about Division II athletics is it really represents the community. You can really kind of get to know the players. And it's a great opportunity to do that.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, we've really been trying to get out in the community a lot more this year. We did the Veterans Day Parade. We've done Habitat for Humanity. So, you know, it's just another part of getting out and getting exposure to our student athletes.
Holly Carnes is with us, UNK softball coach. you brought someone with you.
Yeah.
She's
and
hiding.
She loves to talk on the radio. This is Taylor Furno. She's my grad assistant this year. Played for me. Started as a freshman. Taylor had about four concussions. Her first.
Perfect to be in this radio mood.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So she kind of had to make
She's
a decision.
She's taking several blows to the head. That's right.
That's exactly
it
right.
You. It qualifies you.
Exactly. So she took a year off, tried to get back into it her junior year, and just didn't work out for her. So we've done whatever we can to keep her around this awesome, crazy sport, and she's done an awesome job for us so far.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about fall ball and how things went for you?
We were excited. We brought in a bunch of really nice players that are going to challenge the upperclassmen for their positions. And, you know, going into the MIAA, if we're doing our job right, that's exactly what these kids should be doing. So we're excited about that. Brought in some nice outfielders, a new pitcher that's more of a thumber. She's going to compliment the kids that throw harder. She's got an amazing changeup. She throws that baby about 38. And she hits her spots really well. So she's going to shut down some people. But this fall, we just scrimmaged two-year schools here at home to save on the budget. And then we'll use all of our competition dates in the spring.
What has changed in terms of recruiting? And to me, it seems like softball has been a little bit down in the area, you know, outside of the season. Made it a little bit harder for you to recruit close to home. How's recruiting changed with the conference and the fact that maybe Nebraska softball is down a little bit?
We just, you know, we're trying to get into Iowa more. We feel like that's just a place that is not highly recruited. They don't have a lot of D2 schools there. So you've seen a lot of kids go to two-year schools, NAIAs, and then, you know, the couple divisions. One schools that they have there. So we're really trying to get into there. Kansas City is a bit troublesome just because, you know, a lot of the MIAA schools are down there mm-hmm. with a lot of money. So we've even gone into Colorado. We actually just signed two Colorado pitchers that are thrown in the 60, 62, 63 range. You know, and with UNO going D1, we've been able to get our foot in the door a little bit in Omaha too with D2 athletes as well, a little bit more. So that's how it's changed for us.
Talking with Holly Carnes, head softball coach at UNK. Their annual pancake feed, one of their fundraisers, coming up Sunday at the American Legion Club in Kearney, right on Central Avenue, 1223, if you need to type it into your GPS system.
Do it.
Yeah, there you go. Holly, we kind of ask every coach this, and you're getting ready for another year in the MIAA. So what have you, I guess, learned? What's the thing that sticks out to you about going through this the first time and how that may affect what you do in year two?
You know, what we know is that they've got a lot of money and they've got awesome facilities, you know, and great coaching staffs. And that's one thing that we need to get better at.
Coaching staffs?
Well, you know, getting more full time at least. We've got good coaching staff. Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Anyway, I'm at a loss.
That went well.
Jeez Louise. Okay. But, you know, they're stepped down from D1. You're seeing amazing players, and that's the main thing. We just need money to be able to get those type of players.
And obviously that leads to what you're talking about with the pancake feed,
exactly.
The importance. Where does this money go? What sort of things?
Travel, equipment, scholarships, whatever we need it for, we use it for. So it goes to whatever our budget doesn't cover, basically.
Holly Carnes is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Like everything else, not everybody will be in town Sunday. Maybe they want to give you a donation. Maybe they want to contribute something to what's going on Sunday. How can they do that?
Just contact me at lopers.com. My email address is on there as well. And my office phone number is 308-865-8010 if they would like to donate anything.
UNK 8010. There you
That's
go.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's the 865. It spells at UNK.
UNK 8010.
Wow. You know what?
Proud grad, baby. Proud grad. I figured that out. In the 7 years I was there, I figured that out.
Was that intentional?
Yeah, they did that. That was by design.
I would tell you what.
I didn't know it.
865 spells UNK.
16. How long has it been? Good God.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
We learned something today.
I thought it was just close to Elm Creek, so they switched the 6 and the 5.
No. 865. It spells UNK. It does. Look, you can look it up. You got a cell phone in front of you, for crying out loud. You can look it up at the keypad in your cell phone.
Not in this day and age, you can't.
God. Well, first of all, that cell phone
doesn't
isn't
matter.
From this day
I
and
can't
age.
Do
that
it.
Phone is not from this day and age.
I know. That's okay. Let's get back on track here. I don't even know where we were.
Exactly.
Holly Carnes is with us as we get ready for the pancake feed coming up on Sunday. There's also a silent auction. There's always some neat Christmas items on there, maybe some craft items. Mm-hmm. Is there anything special that you want to throw out there that folks might want to know about off the top
of your head? Well, you know, Molly Waller at Molly's Motorworks
crazy
has been in her basement slaving away. I think she's even got my dad roped into making some things, so I've told the world about that. She does an amazing job for us. She usually has a lot of things. And then the girls also got donations from their hometowns, so there'll be 40 donations from actually their hometowns as well.
And you mentioned it, Randy. Most of the fundraisers at UNK, they do get a good chunk of their athletes to go and mm-hmm. contribute and help. Mm-hmm. Here's what I really want to know, though. They're just kind of serving. You guys aren't actually, like, cooking the breakfast, are you?
No, actually, a lot of my mother's helping out. Annie does an awesome job. She always flips our pancakes for us. She always just corrals all kinds of volunteers to help her out. So, no, they won't be cooking it, but we've got some people that have been doing it for 12 years, you know, that don't get thanked enough for what they do.
This is one of those things, by the way, Randy, that they don't have any problem getting volunteers to help for. There's always a good crew there to help.
There is, you know, because you can sneak that little sausage link now and again when they're not looking. Absolutely.
Yeah, that.
Yep,
yeah.
Molly corners them all, let me tell you.
Holly, anything else that we haven't touched on that we need to touch on here?
No, I think we're doing good. Yeah, we're just getting these kids ready to play some ball here in the spring. We open up February 8th in Colorado. We're going to go to Metro and play. We'll see if that works out.
I hope that's indoors.
We're outside.
Holy cow.
You know, and then we just cruise around the world, it seems like. We're going to Arkansas, and then we're going to go up to a dome tournament. So we're going to be all over. But I appreciate you guys letting us on the radio to talk about our fundraiser. We appreciate everything you guys do for us.
No problem. I did have one other thing.
What's that?
About with the facilities now that we have here at UNK, now that they're here, now that you can practice year-round, so to speak, how's that impacted the team?
You know, it's for us, we practice in the mornings. So we run and lift at 6 a.m., and then we do hitting at 7 in the facility that we have, you know, for, an hour and a half. And then when the season starts, we'll go inside for another. We're just very limited for that time. But, you know, having Paul here, I'm very excited. And I'm not just saying that. He's doing a lot of work. He is and a brilliant, amazing man, and I think you guys are going to see some awesome things happen at UNK.
Well, you are my eyes and ears and voice, all the coaches, and of course, Mr. Bushcutter, who's I've heard we've got a rousing edition on charter this week.
I'm sure we do. Yeah.
I've heard about it.
Yeah,
I've heard it was outstanding. We'll talk about it. Holly Taylor, thanks for coming in. We'll see you on Sunday, bright eyed and ready to roll.
Darn right.
All right.
Thank you.
That's Holly Carnes.
Nice meeting you.
Taylor, thanks for coming in, guys, for today for our Loper Link. And that's not all that's going on with the Lopers. A lot of other things that we want to chat about with UNK Athletics, including volleyball for the UNK volleyball team. They begin the NCAA tournament tomorrow afternoon, 2:30, against Central Missouri. And, that's as tough of a first-round draw as you can get for being ranked 11th in the country. So that's coming up tomorrow. Katie Sokolowski was named first team all-region. That means she is up for All-American honors for UNK volleyball.
Well, again, that's such a tough district that if you are all-region in this region, I like your chances of being an All-American. So congratulations to her. And again, with such a tough region, again, you're number 9 in the country, and you play your conference champion. I mean, this is a the match that they're playing with the first round of the regional could very well be a first or second round match of the national tournament, and the seedings would match up for that. So
the UNK basketball teams did have the week off during Thanksgiving, and they will be back in action tomorrow as well as they travel to Missouri Southern State for men's and women's, and then the teams travel to Southwest Baptist. And if you need to get familiar, Joplin, Missouri for Missouri Southern, Bolivar, Missouri for Southwest Baptist Thursday and Saturday. The wrestling team will be heading down to the Bob Smith Open at Fort Hays State. That is Saturday, and you can follow along on trackwrestling.com. Wrestling aficionados know it, love it. You can follow Match by Match at Track Wrestling. And again, for the volleyball team, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday if they can continue to win. But as we said, their easiest match would probably be Saturday. If they get to the regional finals, they've beaten the two toughest teams that they're going to play, because Central Missouri is first, and then it's going to be the sixth-time defending champions in Concordia-St. Paul if they make the semifinals.
Yeah, that side of the bracket is just devastating. And then you might end up playing the top seed, you know, in the finals. I mean, again, it doesn't guarantee that it's going to work out that way. But whoever makes it out of that region, certainly has earned it, because that is the toughest region by far of any region in the country, worthy of a national championship tournament itself.
And in the last week, the Learfield Cup, which goes to the best overall sports program in Division II, through the fall, hey, UNK set in 35th. And I'll tell you what, not bad for UNK.
What, 250 teams in Division II? Maybe even more than that.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
Shippensburg, Pennsylvania is number one. Grand Valley State, who we just don't like, they're tied with Adams State out of the old RMAC at number two. And then Western State, of course, they got a lot of points for their cross-country teams, which are always national contenders. That is our Loper Link for today, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. John Kyle, Hastings St. Cecilia, will join us. Then Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Stay with us.
You want action, though. You want excitement.
This place is going nuts.
You want the ultimate adrenaline rush. Then you want the one and only PBR.
Catch it all at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday the 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney. Brought to you in part by Cunningham's Journal, Best Western Plus, and H&H Distributing. Tickets available at JR's Western, PickMyTickets.com, and the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See you at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 14th.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Happy holidays from Zeke with Channel Seed.
Hi, it's the Herd. Getting your team together in the same room can be impossible, especially this time of the year. You got holidays coming up. They can't get to the office because of the weather. People tend to get sick more as the weather gets cold. That doesn't mean business stops. You still need to be able to meet, right? So use GoToMeeting by Citrix. It's the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online, no matter if somebody's sick or somebody's away for the holidays. With GoToMeeting, you share screens to work together on documents or spreadsheets and projects in real time. Just turn on your webcams and turn your meeting into a group HD video conference. It's like meeting in person. Start hosting a GoToMeeting in seconds from your computer or your mobile device by signing up for free for a 30-day trial. There's no credit card required to get started. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code.
Good cheer, good luck, good health. May your Christmas be filled with the best of everything for you and leave memories to treasure. Happy holidays from New Tech Seed.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
For today, mostly cloudy, slight chance for some flurries early on, with temperatures holding fairly steady. Low gusty northwest winds at 15 to 30. For tonight, decreasing clouds, low of 4 above. I'm Michael Caro, currently 16.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for today's program. Time for our Midtown Mart Cooler Question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. What do you make of the Yankees signing Jacoby Ellsbury? 7-year, $153 million deal. I'll tell you what, it's whatever for me on these things. But after listening to Colin Cowherd this morning, I think the Red Sox should be happy. The Yankees paid a lot of money for a guy that maybe has produced 1 year.
They overspent. I mean, 7 years. I think maybe a 5-year deal would make a lot more sense given his age, but I think that's a quality player. If you got the money, you might as well spend it.
Our question,
and they got it.
Our question yesterday, do you agree with the Big Ten's decision to fine Nebraska's Bo Pelini for his comments and reprimand him? 69% yes, 31% no. You can vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Again, today's question: what do you make of the Yankees signing Jacoby Ellsbury to a 7-year deal worth $153 million, which makes him slightly higher paid than our next guest, John Kyle, St. Cecilia girls basketball coach.
Slightly.
Coach, good morning.
How are we doing in Kearney?
Well, we're getting ready for basketball season and wrestling season and swimming just like everybody else is. But how's things at St. Cecilia? I think the first question everyone wants to know is, can this state championship volleyball team, and I know most of those girls are out for basketball, can they do it in hoops? You're ranked as high as number 2, and how's the turnaround time from one sport to the next?
Well, it's pretty fast. You know, we have to try to get them in shape, and I know we're not going to be in game shape come Thursday night when we play SCOTUS, but I like the attitude coming in. They had a real good volleyball season, and hopefully they'll carry the momentum over to the basketball season, but that's all up in the air. We have to just take one game at a time on a very tough schedule.
Coach, you kind of mentioned that it's going to be a while before you're in shape. Does that kind of change maybe what you do defensively the first week or two until you do kind of get these girls in the game shape and really be able to kind of chase the basketball around and really pressure the ball? Does that change what you want to do?
Oh, I don't think it changes what we want to do. I think we're going to still try to do the things that we want. It might make us use our bench a little bit more early on and get some fresh bodies in there and use those timeouts when you can. But I think these girls are pretty athletic, and they were doing some conditioning even before the end of the volleyball season, which I think will help. And so we're just going to go out there and give it our all. And you know, we come up with a tough opponent Thursday night, but I think these girls are ready to play.
Talking with John Kyle, head girls basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Tell me a little bit about SCOTUS. They always give you one of your toughest challenges of the year, but they might be just a touchdown this year.
Well, I never like to say that because they're going to play a good, solid defense. They're going to be very physical. They're going to slow the game down as far as the offensive end on their end, and they're going to try to keep the score low and keep themselves in the game. And so I don't think anything's going to change there. You know, of course, they have the Shohan girl inside, and she can be a force for their team. And you know, we're going to try to find out a lot of things about our girls and our team. We have some good starters. You know, Morgan Nicola was an All-State player last year, and Claire Hamburger has really stepped up this year. And Chandra Farmer, she led us last year as a freshman in scoring. And so I think those three are going to be fine for us, but I think we're going to find a little bit out about the rest of the team. Carly Wright is going to come in and be a starter for us, and I think she's going to have a good year. Will Sheehy is going to step up into that role. She had a good volleyball season and try to bring that into basketball. And then one X factor that I think for us is going to be Melody O'Callaghan. She's a junior post player for us, and she's going to have to really help us out in the rebound category.
Coach, you kind of mentioned a lot of girls there with Morgan Nicola being 6 foot, a really good inside presence. You mentioned another young lady that you think is also going to be kind of one of your post players there. Are you going to be an inside-out team, or do you think your strength is still going to be with some of those other gals like Farmer, who's a really quick 5'4 guard?
I think it's a good balance. I think Melody and Morgan can really do some nice things interior. Morgan can also step out and hit the three, which makes her kind of a tough cover for opponents. But I think really our guard play is going to give us a lot of opportunities as far as, you know, getting a turnover, getting out and running, and getting some easy baskets. And that those are always tough to come by when you're playing a team like SCOTUS or some of those good rebounding teams. And so that's going to be one factor for us.
Another minute here with John Kyle, the head girls basketball coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Just looking at the schedule, it seems like there might be a couple of minor changes. I know that the meat of the schedule probably comes in the middle of January with Grand Island Northwest, Minden, and Kearney Catholic back-to-back-to-back. Two of those teams are ranked number one in today's preseason rankings in Northwest and Minden. But what about any schedule changes in the way it sets up? Because after Thursday, you're on the road for a while.
Yeah, we have that schedule change this year where we have a little bit more road games early on, and I don't think that's a real big factor. The opponents are a lot bigger factor to me. We play Bishop Newman this next Saturday. Our holiday tournament has Beatrice, who we were faced the first game with. That Minden Northwest Kearney Catholic week, that's a heck of a week for anybody, and that really will give us a measuring stick as to where we're at. You know, but we also have a lot of other games. I have about 11 games highlighted on the schedule that are going to be tough games for us, and I think these girls are ready to face that. I think their volleyball season probably helped them out with that, and so we're just going to go in there and battle and give it our all and see what happens.
It always seems to me that basketball coaches are the biggest volleyball fans out there, because if you got a good volleyball team, you know you got some good athletes out there. But and Doug asked you about this a little bit earlier. Does that really kind of impact the first couple of weeks anyway, really kind of how you put your team out there? And is it harder for you? Do you kind of have to have a deeper bench to try to figure out what you really have because you haven't had that much time in practice?
I think a lot of it depends on those individual players. If they can, you know, if they're athletes, usually it carries over pretty well. Whether they be, you know, pressing and running the floor or being physical, I think it just carries over really well to the next season. And you know, one of the big things for us this year is just staying healthy. We're not going to be quite as deep as we've been in the past. And I think just staying healthy and having those girls be ready to go and be healthy each game is going to be a big factor. I think our bench will play into it, but I always try to use our bench and get those girls ready to go, you know, in any season. So I think, you know, we're just going to go out there and see where the chips fall this year.
John Kyle, head girls basketball coach, Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. You'll be able to hear tomorrow's season opener, the girls and boys doubleheader on 1230 AM KHAS with Columbus SCOTUS. And a busy portion of the season. John, we'll let you get back to preparation, and we'll talk with you again later on in the season. Have a good December.
Oh, I appreciate it, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to you guys about our team.
You bet. Have fun.
Good luck, John.
Going to be a good basketball team, John Kyle and Hastings St. Cecilia. As we said, they're ranked in two different spots, so let's go ahead and look at that. I didn't want to get too deep into it, but they lose. They don't play Boone Central Newman Grove, who had been a nice challenge for them. They do add, they've got St. Paul on there. They've got Friend on there that's different. As he said, the Aurora Hall, I mean, they're going to play Beatrice. They're solid girls basketball team as well, but have a lot of holes to fill. So let's look at the Lincoln Journal Star and World Herald preseason rankings. Bellevue West coming to Kearney Friday night. They're preseason number one in Class A. Kearney's listed as a contender on the girls' side. So
there be better.
You
know,
yeah. Yeah, well, hope that is competitive. In Class B, it is Grand Island Northwest number one. Holdridge is fourth in the Lincoln and ninth in the Omaha World Herald, and that is the only backyard team. York is in there as well in Class B. In C1, it's Minden and Pierce, 1 and 2 in both rankings. Kearney Catholic is third in the Omaha paper. They are ninth in the Lincoln Journal Star. Boone Central Newman Grove is in there. Gothenburg sneaks into the Omaha rankings as well. In C2, Crofton has the state's longest winning streak, and they are number one. Then Hastings St. Cecilia is 2 and 6, but they're in there with Humphrey St. Francis. Shelby Rising City has the white girl who's going Division I. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family is a new consolidation that's going to be real good. Blue Hill, right at the bottom of those rankings, who St. Cecilia will play later this month. O'Neill St. Mary's is preseason number one in D1. And something you don't see every day. The Omaha World Herald has North Platte St. Pat's ranked second. Omaha World Herald doesn't have them ranked at all. Yeah. Has them as a contender. So it could be a little wide open. Arapahoe is a team that's in there from the area at 5 and 8. Deschler, they're ranked in the Lincoln Journal Star. They're not ranked at all in the World Herald. And in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart is number one. Giltner, second and third for their girls' side. Bertrand is also in there. Exeter Milligan, all of those teams having great fall sports season. So there's a look at some of the rankings for area teams.
And this time of year, rankings are interesting. They're a nice jumping off point. I think it says a lot about Minden. I think anybody that doesn't have Minden number one for girls basketball probably needs to reevaluate their knowledge of high school basketball with as much talent as they've got there. But you really get an indication. Kearney Catholic third and ninth, St. Pat's rated number two and not rated in the other rankings. I mean, a lot of the rankings right now are kind of based on past experience, what teams have done in the past. Last year's resume doesn't necessarily translate to what they're going to be this year. I think we got a good idea with a team like Minden, but you don't necessarily know what you have out there. I think St. Cecilia is going to be awfully good because of who they bring back, but a lot of it is based on, you know, they're always good, so we're going to boost them up a little bit, and they've never been good before, so we're going to kind of hold them back a little bit. You know, you don't really know until about three quarters of the way through the season.
And for Minden fans or fans of Central Nebraska basketball, nice article in the Omaha World Herald. You can see it on omaha.com about the Kissinger family. There's now three of them with their freshman sister Taylor joining two and Brooke and Jamie that have had a great career and are going to Illinois and San Diego to play Division I college basketball. So if you missed it, check it out, omaha.com. They open with Southern Valley. That's interesting tomorrow because you got Minden on the girls' side, ranked number one, and Southern Valley boys defending state champions, opening things up tomorrow. I will be at the Sandy Creek Kearney Catholic doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll follow those teams through the weekend as well. Tomorrow, Ty Swarm is going to join us as we preview a little wrestling. The Kearney Invite is coming up on Saturday, and we'll talk about that. When we come back, though, Sean Callahan of Husker Online will join us. He likes to relax, and now that there is maybe just a little time to do that, we'll talk to him about what's going on, his thoughts on Sean Eichhorst, Bo Pelini, the bowl game, and all that. Folks, don't forget, Bruce Furniture during this holiday season would love to take care of you and your family, whether it's a gift, whether it's something you need for the winter, maybe it's just something to relax in, bedding, something for your living room, something for your den. They're there for you at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, just right for you. Also, brucefurniture.com with easy credit terms, free professional delivery, free setup, free haul away. Check out the Lane, the Lazy Boy, the Best Chairs, the Ashley, the Chromecraft, Serta, Southern Motion, Tempur-Pedic. They've got all the top brand names at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Sean Callahan next.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. Who does? Traffic, parking, it's never worse than the holidays. It'll be packed. So I recommend using Stamps.com instead. Okay, you can avoid all the hassles of circling the post office, getting behind Gert in line. It's a headache. Everything you can do at the post office, do from your desk, do from at home. Buy and print official U.S. postage, your own computer, your own printer. By the way, you can print postage, any letter, any package, domestic, international, any size. When you need it, then hand it to the mailman, easy and convenient. Right now, a special offer. Got to use my name, no risk, $110 all in. And they'll give you a digital scale. How do you do it? Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the mic, top of the homepage, and type in Colin. That's stamps.com, enter Colin. You'll get 55 bones, free postage, digital scale, $110 all in. Don't circle the parking lot, stamps.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, mostly cloudy, slight chance for some flurries early on, with temperatures holding fairly steady. Left gusty northwest winds at 15 to 30. For tonight, decreasing clouds, low of 4 above. I'm Michael Caro, currently 16.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, in studio on this Wednesday, the first Wednesday of December. Going to talk a little Husker football here in a moment, and every time we do, we like to talk about the folks at T&L Irrigation, where their safe, hydrostatically powered design provides continuous movement to eliminate hassles such as gearbox that fail, micro switches that go out when you least expect it. Well, that can take care of you. You don't need that when it's hydrostatically powered. T&L Pivot, they're there for you. Good time now to talk to your local T&L dealer and discover how you can get lasting value and decades of dependability by switching to a T&L. If you're not sure who your T&L dealer is, or you just are more comfortable by going online, you can do that at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven hydraulic technology that works. Sean Callahan, from the comfort of wherever he is at today, joins Doug due to Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, usually on a Wednesday, I'm sitting out with you guys in Cunningham's enjoying a good plate of food out there.
Man, we had a great fall, didn't we?
Yeah, it was. A lot of ups and downs, but another great year of the Husker lunches, and thanks goes out to Mike and all the gang over there with the first-class job they did hosting the Husker. Was it the fourth year in a row we've been out at Cunningham's?
Oh, at fourth, 27th. It's somewhere in there, Sean.
It's a tradition.
I think you're right. We've been doing the Husker lunches. We popped around a couple of years, and now we've found a home, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. I want to talk, Sean Eichhorst, I want to talk bowls, but let's start with your specialty. And Huskers did land a couple of commits, and it sounds like there's a lot of things in the works. And I got a chance to actually watch Big Red wrap up last night and found out that Bo Pelini was in Florida to talk to his prize recruit and Zach Darlington. Give us all the latest dirt on recruiting.
Well, yeah, Bo Pelini, among many of the coaches, are out on the road right now, and it's kind of a crammed window. There's only 2 weeks here, this week and next week, before things shut off in a dead period, and the coaches can't go back out again until like January 16th, I believe. So it's a different contact rule period, and if you're playing in a conference title game this year, it really only allows you 1 week to go out on the road and do heavy December recruiting, which is quite different from what we've seen in past years. So Nebraska definitely taking advantage of the week. Bo Pelini did an in-home visit yesterday at the home of quarterback recruit Zach Darlington. I've been exchanging texts with his dad, Rick, last night and today, and they said the visit went great. We're going to talk more in depth to them today. I know his team is still playing right now, so obviously Zach not playing with the concussions, and but every indication we've received from his father, is also the head coach at Apopka High School, is that Zach wants to play, and he plans to play here at Nebraska someday when he gets here, and he'll be here in January when classes start for the semester. He's an early graduate. Rick Kaczynski was down in the Kansas area, I know, looking at a couple of the JUCO guys. Joe Keels, still a big defensive end target for Nebraska. John Papuchis was out in the Northeast in Virginia, in that neck of the woods yesterday. Rich Fisher was out in the California, Southern California area. There's a kid there named Rasheed Johnson, who is a close personal friend of Ricky Tenarus, the former Husker, was formerly a Washington commit. He'll be visiting Nebraska this weekend. Arrivals.com, four-star player that's considered one of the better players in the L.A. area. So they're definitely beating the pavement, making the rounds, trying to get as much done here before that break next week.
Sean, just looking at it strictly through the focus of recruiting, how important was it to have kind of a statement of support for Pelini and the coaching staff as they go out in this window of 2 weeks to go out there and do some recruiting? How important was it to kind of have this thing kind of be cleared up as much as it's been cleared up?
Well, in my eyes, it was really important, because can you imagine if a statement wasn't put out, what we'd be talking about today, right now? I think that was kind of the hardest thing
to dissect all year was what Sean Eichhorst was thinking, and so many things of speculation and rumors and everything, you know, made it hard to really read what was truly the feeling and what was going on, what direction he wanted to go. And you wonder if Bo Pelini didn't have the things that happened on Friday in that game, would a statement even have been put out on Saturday like it was? I mean, I think the actions on Friday, everything from the mix-up on Huskers.com where Greg Sharp was talking about Bo Pelini telling him that why tape the coach's TV show when I'm going to be fired and whatnot. I mean, there were a lot of things that I think forced their hand to put out this statement because nobody really knew what was going on. And listening to Sean on the radio last night, I think it's clear he's behind Coach Pelini. And you know, obviously I'm sure Coach Pelini is going to have to make some changes going forward with some of the things that didn't work this year, and that's any coach out there. So we'll see kind of where things go. But I think it was important for recruiting and just for the ease of the fan base and the media that we had some kind of answer of what's going on.
Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, also the book is out, 100 Things Nebraska Fans Need to Know or Do Before They Die, and we'll touch on that again before the end of the segment. What about the couple of guys that Nebraska did land this last weekend?
Well, two guys, Terrell Klingscales, arguably the top junior college D-tackle in the nation, big-time middle guy that a lot of teams, Ohio State, Alabama, offered, and then Chaz Waz, was a Colorado commit. His teammate, Trey Mosley, is also a commit to Nebraska. He's out of Pflugerville. Now, Chaz Waz, it's just been reported here today that he's planning on visiting the Texas-Baylor game this weekend. So keep your powder dry on that one. There's still maybe some workings here with him, a kid out of Pflugerville, Texas. So we'll have to kind of see where that one goes out now, as it looks like he may still be taking a few more visits.
Where are the holes right now in terms of who they've recruited and their needs, and how are they going to address those needs?
Biggest, I would say, receiver. They still want to get a guy because they've lost so many guys with injuries and graduation here going forward. But I think corner is really my biggest concern in terms of trying to get a junior college guy and maybe even a junior college defensive end. But you look at the corner, you look at the defense next year, everything really comes back other than corner. Safeties both come back. The linebackers come back. All the D linemen come back other than Ankara and Thad Randall. You bring in a Klingscales to replace Thad Randall. I'd say that's an upgrade. If you can get a Joe Keels to replace Ankara, that's potentially an upgrade. So I think this defense is set up to probably be the strength of this team next year. You have Amir Abdullah coming back, which will be huge. But that's really my biggest question is the cornerback position and what they do. And, you know, Terry Joseph has said he'd like to sign at least one or two JUCO corners, and they're still out there trying to find those guys.
Sean, do you anticipate or have you heard of any current players that are weighing their options about maybe not coming back next year? And I'm not talking about Amir going to the NFL. I'm talking about maybe players deciding that they're not going to stay at the program.
Nothing definitive at this point. I mean, you hear stuff all throughout the year, but nobody that, you know, and that all changes. I mean, a lot of guys typically wait until the spring. It makes more sense because you at least want to go through spring ball. But, you know, it's really hard to say at this point, and it wouldn't be fair to the players or the families just to speculate names that I think could leave. But every program in college football is going to have one or two guys of the 85 that don't come back. It's just natural when you have 85 guys. You're going to have one or two guys that, you know, it's just not going to work, and they try to find other options. And, you know, I haven't heard anything definitive, though, at this point.
Well, I'll push you one more time here then. Without giving any names, do you think you've heard some things?
No, I haven't heard anything, like, for sure. But, you know, there's guys like Walker Ashford and Donovan Vestal that had early senior days on Friday where they're juniors and they're not going to come back for their senior year. You know, there could be a couple of guys like that still that may not come back for a fifth year if they're not in the mix to play. But, you know, nothing that leads me to believe that a guy is leaving for sure at this point. And like I said, it's really early to say that. I've heard so many guys over the years say they're going to leave and they never leave. So it's kind of one of those things that there's still a lot that needs to, you know, there's still a lot of time and things out there before anything becomes official. You know, and there's nobody big name that I know of.
Sean, how is
you must know more than me, dude, if you're pressing me this hard. I don't know where you're trying to go with this one, buddy.
Well, you know how it goes. We hate talking speculation and rumor, and it kind of leads into the whole Eichhorst coaching thing where Bo gets backed into a corner because other people, fans, get uptight, so the media then starts talking about the fan. I mean, I just think that's another section here, and of course people have been asking me, God, have you heard this? Have you heard this? And I'm saying, come on. And so I told them, I'll ask Sean Callahan. I'll ask Steve Sipple. They know what's going on. So I did. There you go. That's what I did. Randy?
Sean, we're up. Okay. With the change to the new conference, Nebraska is recruiting in some different areas. How are they kind of picking up their game in terms of being able to compete with those Big Ten schools? They've been calling on the same high schools for 70 years, and now Nebraska is kind of showing up there. How is that in terms of recruiting? How is that getting? Is it getting better, or is it just going to take more time?
Well, they've gone into Ohio more. This year hasn't been a great Ohio year for them, but the thing that's still different about Nebraska, really, than any other team in the country, is there's not another school in the country that recruits California, Texas, and the Florida Southeast area all at once. That's what makes Nebraska unique. You just don't see anyone else recruit all three of those regions and have success. I mean, Nebraska got last year Adam Taylor, the top running back in Texas out of Houston. They got Terrell Newby, the California Player of the Year out of L.A., and you know they got some guys out of Florida. I mean, they have a unique blueprint and model here at Nebraska that Tom Osborne has always followed and other coaches have had to follow because of the lack of population. You know, it has opened more doors to get guys in places like Illinois. Tanner Farmer, for example, is arguably one of the best linemen in the state of Illinois, if not the best, and he committed to Nebraska this year. So they've been able to go into those areas like Illinois, like Ohio and Michigan and, you know, places like that, and try to get guys. Indiana's been an area where they could get guys. So it has, you know, helped them, because one of the sales pitches they could say is, look, you know, when we play on the road, you know, there's a good chance it's going to be pretty close to your house. And, you know, from the home, like a guy from Ohio, when they play in Lincoln, it's about a 12-hour drive or 10-hour drive from Lincoln to Ohio. But when we play on the road, your parents are only going to be possibly 2 hours, 3, 4, 5 hours away from making some of those road games.
Sean Callahan with us for another couple minutes. What about the bowl game? We all kind of assumed it's the Buffalo Wild Wings, and now maybe to fill time or to fill blogs, there's more talk that Nebraska could end up going to Texas or even to Florida. What are the scenarios in your mind for each spot?
I think as long as Michigan State, let's say Michigan State loses, and they've got to stay in that top 14. If that happens, they go to the Rose Bowl, Ohio State to the national title game. I think it's going to be pretty hard to knock Nebraska out of Tempe. And, you know, Chattel wrote his little thing in the paper this week. I know he's saying not so fast, my friend, but I spoke to a Michigan writer this morning, and he said they are not hearing absolutely anything about Tempe at this point. And there's no excitement or buzz about going to that bowl game. Jacksonville would be Michigan's first choice, but he did say that the Texas Bowl in Houston has basically reached out to both Minnesota and Michigan, saying we're very excited that we're going to get either one of you guys in our bowl game. So that Michigan kind of knows their chances are the Texas Bowl in Houston or the bowl game in Jacksonville. I think for Nebraska, it's probably Jacksonville or Tempe, with Tempe kind of being, I think, the best option for kind of what's been a bad year. You think about this season, there's no BCS Bowl. It's been an 8-4 year. But playing Texas, playing Oklahoma in a game by itself on a Saturday night on ESPN in an area of the country where there are a lot of Husker fans, a lot of alumni in Phoenix and L.A. and Vegas and even Washington area. The West Coast is a very strong alumni area for Nebraska. That would be kind of, I would call, the best ending to this season, to have a game like that, to give it just a little bit of luster and an opportunity to maybe salvage what's been a bad year. I'd rather see a game like that than play Vanderbilt in Jacksonville or something. I just don't think that does much for people.
Sean, do you think 2013, the program got better, declined, or kind of plateaued?
Well, it's just hard to evaluate because of the injuries, guys. I mean, this was supposed to be an offense that went for 50 points a week, but when they lost Martinez and a lot of those linemen, it just was not the same offense. And we had to watch this defense grow up I think the defense, you look at where they went from like 106th in the nation to like 45th by season's end. So I think the defense did really improve a lot, where by the end of the year you could say the defense was the strength. But I just think this is such a hard season to truly say, did they go up or down? I mean, I guess if you're going off the wins, they went down. But all the injuries and different factors, especially the Martinez one, I mean, that was your franchise player. I mean, that would be like saying to the New England Patriots, well, you lost Tom Brady. You guys didn't make the playoffs now. I mean, is it a bad season because Tom Brady went out? I mean, it's the same type of analogy. I think when you lose a key guy like Taylor Martinez, it just totally changes this season and what direction it might have gone down.
Sean Callahan, tell us about the book. Folks have been clamoring that up, taking it, getting it where they can. They've been to your signings in the eastern part of the state. But if they want to know more about it or how to get a copy, and especially during the holidays, what do they need to do?
Well, I know I was in the Tri-Cities in Kearney over Thanksgiving, and I did see the book in Walmart in Kearney. Just a couple of copies were in there. I did talk to somebody that was at Hastings Bookstore over the Black Friday weekend in Kearney, and they were sold out of the book, but I think they're going to get some more copies in. But I know those two places in Kearney sell the book. Otherwise, plenty of options online through Barnes & Noble, through Amazon, through Triumph Books website to get the book 100 Things Nebraska Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We're actually in a second printing right now, so the early sales have been really good, and the book company has already gone into a second printing. So it's been a pretty fun venture so far, and I think with the Christmas season coming along, the book sells for $14.95. It's really the perfect gift to give to any Husker fan you know.
Sean, last question, and I'll let you out of here with this. Because of the way everything kind of transpired here and because of what Sean Eichhorst said, do you believe that any, all, none of the daily media that covers the Husker football team will change one iota of how they cover Nebraska football?
That's a great question. I think it will change probably a little bit. I mean, I would hope that people would back off with the job status stuff now that there is a statement. But, you know, I do believe in some ways the fans and the media did play a role in making this a big story. But on the other hand, I do feel like someone like Sean Eichhorst in a leadership role, I know he has his policy, but I think as a leader you have to adjust your policy if you feel like it's necessary to protect things. And, letting things kind of get to where they were on Friday, maybe it wasn't a good thing. Maybe after Michigan State, that statement he put out this past week, he should have put out, especially when Bo Pelini had to call a special meeting on Thursday of Penn State week, that, hey, I'm not resigning. I think that would have been the opportunistic time to put out some sort of statement just saying, hey, just so you know, we're still evaluating the season, but we're behind Coach Pelini, and we're not making a coaching change. That would have gone a long way. And, you know, I think the pressure that Bo coached with on Friday probably wouldn't have been there. I think it would have been a little bit different for him, where on Friday I think he truly felt like he had to win that game or his job was gone. And clearly his actions in the post game and during the game and even in the week of practice, from what I could tell leading up to the game, showed that he was under an immense amount of pressure, that he felt like they had to win that game to keep their job. And maybe Eichhorst, it would have been smarter for him to say something along those lines a couple of weeks ago.
Sean Callahan, go ahead, Randy.
Well, do you get the sense that they had a conversation privately? I mean, publicly it did not come out, but do you think that Eichhorst and that Pelini knew that he was safe with Eichhorst? I get the sense that he didn't.
No, he did not know anything. The assistant coaches and Bo, I can tell you, they did not know anything. And on Friday, guys really thought they were done. I mean, the coaches, for the most part, just off their body language and conversations we had with them after the game, and Bo's antics, obviously. I mean, most of the people, they thought it was over. They really, truly thought that, you know, that was it for them. So that was kind of the scary thing. They went in that game Friday not knowing anything, and obviously the speculation got so out of control that, it led to Eichhorst having to put out the statement he did on Saturday.
Now let's have everybody learn from maybe any mistakes that were made during all of this. Sean, happy holidays. Hopefully we'll definitely get a chance to catch up with you again at least one more time before Christmas. But between now and then, enjoy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Always appreciate it. Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. We'll give you a second to digest all that and wrap it up after this. Go ahead. You got
That's, to me, the biggest mistake is I-Course, you pull him off to the side after the Michigan game, after the rumors on the internet and that sort of thing, and say, Coach, I got your back. You're not in any problem. Go, Coach. Don't worry. And, again, you still haven't violated your policy of speaking about it publicly. You know, I think a private conversation, I think, in a sense, I-Course dropped the ball by not having that private conversation. I understand the policy of not wanting to talk about it publicly, but I wouldn't want that from my boss, wouldn't you?
He underestimated psychoticism in Nebraska. That's what happened.
Well, he's new here. He's new here.
Well, exactly. So, again, like I've said, all these coaches are young. Even though he's been an AD in a couple of places before, he's also young. So
well, and at Miami of Florida.
Experience.
Yes. Yeah. At Miami of Florida, you're still not the biggest story in town. You're still not the biggest deal in town. Nebraska football in this state is.
The Midway Auto Dealerships are ready for you during the month of December. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And you can always check out their complete inventory, the great deals that they've got going on, the service department. It's all there. If you haven't been to the all-new ThinkMidway.com, you're missing out. Give it a chance. Maybe you're having lunch at your desk. Maybe you're at home tonight over the weekend. Click on it. Check it out. Great deals there. Like them on Facebook. They'll give you updates on some specials only for their Facebook friends as well. Midway, it's a better way. The Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Surviving the holidays and maintaining your waistline takes more than willpower, unless you've got Complete Nutrition on your side. If it's stress, appetite control, or just having the peace of mind knowing you'll make it through the holidays without packing on the pounds, just come into Complete Nutrition today. We have custom plans and products that'll be focused on you. For a limited time, you can play our scratch card game and win big. You can even get your entire purchase for free. You're guaranteed to win at least 25%, maybe 50%, 75%, or even 100%. Percent off your entire purchase. Lose the stress, avoid the guilt, and be in control of your health this season. Stop into Complete Nutrition today to play our guaranteed to win scratch card game for 25, 50, 75, even 100% off your entire purchase. Hurry in before this offer runs out.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement.
During the holiday season, more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who have made our progress possible. Thank you and best wishes for the holiday season and Happy New Year from CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
To thank you for your patronage in the past, and in hopes of continuing associations and good fortune, we wish you a bountiful holiday from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon, member FDIC.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Do you agree with the Mike Tomlin fine?
Yeah, I would disagree if they take away a draft pick, because I don't think his intent. Think about it. He's guys back to the play, and he's hoping that because of him being on there, the tackle will be made. Where will that tackle be made? It'll be made in his back pocket.
You know, Tomlin risks his spine. He's not wearing any, you know. So I don't think he intentionally did it. Did it deserve? It was stupid. And did he deserve a fine? Absolutely. But to take away a draft pick, I just, if you're gutsy enough to turn your back to two NFL players going full speed down the field and the tackle's going to be made in your back pocket, Yeah, that's pretty brave.
I think it's pretty simple. You go to the film for the last year and see if he's ever stood there ever before. Is it consistent? I haven't heard that once.
No, neither.
All this of the great national media that we have out there, this should have been a simple cut and dry story.
And his
remorse. He's smiling. Yeah. If you think he's smiling because he's the cat with the bird, he got away with something. No, I'd be smiling too. Like, whoa, what the hell? Hey, I'm a happy guy. What am I doing? That's stupid.
I mean, that was an embarrassed smile. I think it was an embarrassed smile.
Find out, was he on the field before? Has he ever been on the field before? This seems like an excessive fine, and if they do take away a draft pick. I don't think it's excessive. Compared to, I mean, they keep showing all the other huge fines and player fines. It's excessive. Bill Belichick got $500,000 for Spygate. No other coach has been fined more than $100,000 for any reason.
Well, but Tomlin said himself, it does bring into question the integrity of the game.
And for that reason. He shouldn't be fined. But I just.
For that reason, I think $100,000 is appropriate.
Was blown totally out of
proportion. Oh, I agree, which is why if they lose a draft pick, now you've crossed the line. I think they reached the upper strand of what would be acceptable there. To take away a draft pick, I think, would be completely wrong.
We have got the chicken coop on Wednesday. Big burger night. $5. Any burger off the menu. It's not specially made because you can go down and have it right now. It's just not going to cost you $5. It's a little more for lunch, but you're still going to get that side of fries with it. Every Wednesday night, you can get the legendary Totally Jack burger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, whatever you want. They've got it there for you. Maybe you don't want a burger. They've got steaks. They've got fish. They've got a little bit of pasta there for you. They have got lunch specials that include all the chicken that you would want, the bone-in, the boneless, the chicken tender hoagie.
There's drool. There's pizza, a little drool right there.
Pizza, balls of cheese. It's all there for you. The Chicken Coop for family fun, drinks, and food. Head on out to the Chicken Coop. They're open 7 days a week at 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. Anything that we missed today, Randall?
I wanted to wail a little bit about people saying that Ohio State doesn't deserve to be in the national championship game. 22 wins in a row isn't easy to do. I don't care what your conference is. And you know what? It's still the Big Ten. We're not talking the America Conference or whatever that conference we made up recently is. Yeah. This isn't the old Big East. You're still playing and winning on the road at Michigan in the rivalry game. Yep. I don't care if Michigan's not in the top 25. That's still a pretty big win.
You can't use the two-year winning streak. I do it too. But you can't do it. You can't say it publicly. You can be a voter.
And use that as criteria, but
you can't do it. It's the same reason A.J. McCarron can't win the Heisman, because it's not a four-year award. It's a one-year. The problem is that's not the way it looked at. That's a very
Then why is Alabama so well-respected? Why? You always bring up the two-time national champion. They get a run with that.
But they're champion until they're not champion.
And agreed. They're pretty good. And they passed the eye test. Alabama passes the eye test. Okay, I did a little research. Florida State, when they win against Duke, they will have wins against the number 13 team in the country and the number 20 team in the country. No other rated teams have they played. All right? Ohio State.
Or at the time they played?
Current.
Okay.
Again, I don't care if you're rated 23rd and then you go 5-6 on the year. So Ohio State, when they win, if they win against Michigan State, which is not a given, they'll have wins against number 10 Michigan State and number 21 Wisconsin. Auburn will have wins against, obviously, Alabama, big win, but number 24 A&M, number 22 Georgia. Those are the three rated teams that are rated right now that they have beaten. The Alabama win, kudos, nice win at home. Miraculous, all that stuff. But you beat number 24 and number 22 outside of that. By the way, that's the same two teams that Missouri, if they get in with the one loss SEC champion, that's the same two teams that they will have beaten too. Number 22, Georgia, and number 24, Texas A&M. Plus, obviously, Auburn.
Tonight, college basketball, the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Half of them were last night, and the rest tonight, including Nebraska hosting Miami. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tip-off is at 8:35. The game will be televised on ESPNU. The Nebraska women are at 18th-ranked North Carolina. 5 o'clock tip, that'll be on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. 12:30 a.m. KHAS, if you want to catch that today. And it's also online at ESPN3. hastingscollege.com. Also, congratulations to the Hastings College basketball teams. The women enter the rankings at number 22. We had Coach Hofstetter on yesterday. And if Bill Gavers will answer his phone, he's great at that. I love him for it. But they're up 15 spots to number 8 on the men's side. Preseason, this is the first regular season poll, and they are up to number 8. Also, the Hastings College soccer team, they are on to the national quarterfinals today. Evidently a little rain and sloppy conditions down there in Alabama, but they fought through it. They were behind at half 1-0, then took a quick 2-1 lead, and then Missouri Valley tied it in the 87th minute, and Hastings scored with 15 seconds to go to win it 3-2. They'll take on the number 2 seed Lindsey Wilson of Kentucky in the national quarterfinals this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and if they win that, it's on to the national semifinals Friday at 2:30. By the way, the number 1 team got knocked off, so
opens the door.
You could look at this as a big national championship type of game for Hastings today. We do want to thank our guests, which include UNK softball coach Holly Carnes and Taylor Fernow, her graduate assistant, as well as John Kyle, the head girls basketball coach at St. Cecilia, and Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Luke Hoover to answer your fantasy football questions as you get ready for your playoffs from RotoWire tomorrow. We'll also be talking with Pete Roussel of CoachingSearch.com because it is that time. And Ty Swarm, Kearney High wrestling coach. Randy, have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.